This recording, Germany 24, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. She was very happy to start a new job at her superb private practice in North Square, near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. When she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an insanity mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Karma Karma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm. Then, singing a tune to her, finally she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire. So Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, the millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Anyway, I was 10 months old when World War II started. Hitler had then been in office already, but I think he came into power like 1933. And I was born November 10th, 1938. And the war started in September of 1939. And, of course, as you probably know, Germany, for some odd reason, declared war on Poland first, which is the same thing as the Kaiser did in 1914, when the Crown Prince of Austria was assassinated in Sarajevo, which was Yugoslavia. What Poland had to do with that, I have never figured that out. And I think that German historians have never figured out. But anyway, the war started, and my parents and I lived in my aunt's and uncle's house on the 3rd floor. And my sister then was born in 1942, and June 24th, 1942. That night, I was 3.5 years old. We had an air raid, and we were in the basement of that building, which is near the airport, in my hometown, which is an industrial center in Bremen, on the coast of Germany, on the big river called the Weser. And that night, we were bombed out. So the 3rd story was completely destroyed. The 2nd story had a lot of damage, and downstairs was fine. I, to this day, have not forgotten that my mother wore a babushka that was black and white checkered board, or gray and white checkerboard, and I thought she looked hot. So that next morning, my aunt and Greta, who was my mother's sister, 4 years older than my mother, took me and my cousin Jürgen, who was 11 years older than I, to Berlin, where the Tante Paula, you know, Aunt Paula, lived. And she was my mother's oldest sister. She was actually the 2nd oldest in the family of 14 children. But she was the oldest sister. And we stayed there for 4 months because we didn't have any place to live.